This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
6:14 now on this Thursday before Memorial Day weekend. Highs of 86 today. They're saying it's a bit cooler on the North Shore. I don't feel it here on the South Shore. It's 72 and humid as all get out, 88 for a high tomorrow, and then near 90 for Memorial Day weekend, and chance for showers after that through pretty much October when the next cold front comes through. But all we can do is hope for a quiet hurricane season, right? I asked you to text me at 504-260-1870 about a couple of different things when it comes to vacation. Would you take a vacation on credit? Have you ever borrowed money to take a vacation? That just goes against everything I was ever raised to do, so I would never do that. The other question is, have you ever taken a vacation that's come in on budget? I can say I never have. It always seems to run over budget, and then you face the credit card when you come back. Ted Rossman joins us now, Bankrate senior industry analyst, to tell us what Americans look like on vacation. How you doing, Ted?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Have you ever taken a, I'm not trying to pry into your personal life, but I can't imagine you borrowing money to go on vacation.
No, I've been fortunate enough to always be able to pay credit cards in full, which obviously is the more desirable part if you can. I understand, you know, nobody really wants to be in credit card debt, but certainly if you can use cards to your advantage by paying in full, avoiding interest, getting those rewards, that's the better way to go if you can.
Of course, if you can pay it, yeah, every 30 days, that's different than, or if you can pay it the total and use the points, that's different than actually financing a vacation on a credit card, which, when it comes to any kind of long-term debt, you never want to finance on a credit card, right? I mean, right there, that should throw up a warning sign.
That's right. Yeah, we want to avoid adding to debt, certainly for discretionary reasons. I mean, I understand sometimes people need to do it for daily essentials or one-off emergency expenses. Those are actually the biggest causes of credit card debt. But yeah, it would be worrisome to put a vacation on a card and pay a 20% interest rate for years and years. That's the issue, is that half of credit card holders already carry debt from month to month, and the average interest rate's about 20%, and you know, the average debt load is about $6,600, according to TransUnion. So, you know, if you make minimum payments in that scenario, you're in debt for 18 years, and you pay $9,600 in interest. We just don't want to add to that if we can. I feel like a better choice would be to maybe scale back the vacation plan. Not that you can't have any fun, but you know, maybe you stick a little closer to home, or try to set money aside in advance. That's another good tip, is that research shows that when you name an account, it's powerful. Mm-hmm. You're less likely to raid the account for something else. You're more likely to want to contribute to it. Like if there's a trip you really want to go on next year, name the account Paris 2026 or whatever it is, and then you're going to steadily contribute to it. You're less likely to dip into it for something else. That can actually be a powerful motivator.
I guess the way I was raised, Ted, if a vacation is supposed to be to relax, I'm not relaxing if I know I'm taking out a loan from a bank or financing the vacation, or that I got to pay for it when I come back. Although, as I said, a lot of times it always runs over budget because you figure I'm here. How often am I going to be in England? How often am I going to be here, there, the other thing? You get the souvenirs, you have the experience, whatever. How important is it when it comes to taking a vacation that you establish a budget, and does that go to planning what you're going to do before?
It's a really good idea because then you're accounting for it on the front end, and then it's not an impulse buy. It's not something, hopefully, that's going to lead to overspending. Sticking to a budget is definitely important. We see in our research that about a third of summer travelers are going to take on debt, which is worrisome just given how high these interest rates are. It's about 20% on average for credit cards. We're actually seeing an uptick in the percentage of people using buy now, pay later services like Affirm and Afterpay and Klarna for vacations and other discretionary purchases. There's even a buy now, pay later company specifically geared towards travel called Uplift. And I know the installments sound tempting, but it's still debt and it can still stick with you. Some of the appeal is that maybe it's shorter term or a lower interest than a credit card, but not always. These plans are evolving and many of them are lasting longer and they are charging higher interest rates. We see in our data that only about half of Americans plan to travel this summer, 46% of U.S. adults, about a quarter are not planning any sort of summer vacation, about a quarter are not sure yet, 10% planning a staycation. These figures are actually pretty similar to last year, very similar, which is kind of surprising. You would think that this year we might have seen more of a dip just because people are worried about tariffs and inflation and is there going to be a recession? But travel is kind of holding its own. The demand has plateaued a little bit, but it's plateaued at a high level.
So let me ask you this. I'm old school, right, Ted? You know that. When it comes to buy now, pay later, I can appreciate that from a branding standpoint, from a product differentiation standpoint, from the marketing side of it. But that, by definition, is credit, and that is...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
When you have credit, you incur debt, so I don't understand how buy now, pay later is different.
Some people kind of trick themselves into the installments, almost like an infomercial of four easy payments of $19.99, and you don't think of it as being debt. One of the interesting trends is
Wait, hang on a second. I don't mean to argue with you, but it's called buy now, pay later. So how can you not think of that as debt? I'm not trying to be silly here. Seriously.
Well, a lot of people do view it differently. You know, these plans started out as more of an e-commerce play for clothing and electronics and other things. And the fixed installments are one of the things that draws people in because open-ended credit card debt can be scary, can drag on for a really long time. A lot of these users are young people without much money and without much credit. It started out as four interest-free payments over 6 weeks, but it's gravitated oftentimes now to longer plans, anywhere from 3 months to a couple of years. And those plans do tend to charge interest, often similar to a credit card, something like 15 or 20%, sometimes more, sometimes less. But the installments are part of what draws people in. And sometimes we can trick ourselves with that because you don't think about the total cost. You just think about the biweekly or monthly installments. And these plans are often now being used for services, everything from dining to travel to medical, dental, veterinary, other things. In some ways, it's a smart business model, but it's not always to the consumer's advantage. You do need to be careful about the total cost. A lot of people get fixated on the installments, and they don't view it as debt the same way as you might with a credit card or a student loan or something like that.
We'll take a break. I don't understand how that's different than buying a car and making installment payments on a car. Maybe I'm missing something. I don't know. Ted Rossman's our guest, Bankrate senior industry analyst. I'm old school when it comes to money, man. I got to tell you, I really am. That's the way I was raised. It's the way I'll always be. 621 traffic now, WWL. Well, you did say right here. 626, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Ted Rossman, Bankrate senior industry analyst. Ted, I think one of the things that you said just now that's very important is name an account. Dedicate an account and money and a purpose behind it, like a vacation account or a Paris account, whatever you want to call it, and then you'd be more likely to save and less likely to rate it, correct?
That's right. Yeah, that can be a great tip to save for a vacation or a home renovation or lots of things. I mean, you can often have many sub-accounts within a larger bank account. The main point here is giving every dollar a job, knowing where your money is going, budgeting for things on the front end, both essential and discretionary. It's something that a lot of people are doing with envelopes, with cash. It sounds kind of old school, but even a lot of Gen Zers are doing this. It's kind of a TikTok craze where you get these nice looking envelopes and you have one for gas and one for groceries and one for restaurants, and that's your monthly budget for that category. And because it's cash, when it's out, and you can't go into debt. That's something that a lot of people are using as a debt avoidance technique.
Let me tell you, whatever it takes. I know I was on a roll for a while of just hoarding cash and saving it and turning into $100 bills until I had to get it out of the house. Then when I tried to get it out of the house, the bank wouldn't take it because of IRS regulations. Long story. Somebody texted in and said, leaving Wednesday for Panama City Beach till following Monday, then leaving there for Myrtle Beach for another week, country festival rounds. Can I afford it? No. Am I going? Hell yeah. Need a reset. So along those lines, Ted Rossman, I don't know how old you are, and that's not important, but there is a balance I've found as I matriculate down the road of life between saving and living responsibly. And, you know, the clock continues to tick. And maybe if you want to climb Everest and you keep putting it off, by the time you get to be 50, you're not going to make it. So how do you balance bucket list items with living within your means?
Well, that's an interesting question, and sometimes people put fun names on it like doom spending or revenge spending. These are trends that we're seeing among people, especially in their 20s, some in their 30s as well. The idea is that, unfortunately, a lot of people are pessimistic about the economy. We see that in various consumer sentiment surveys from the University of Michigan and the Conference Board and others. People are not feeling great about the economy. A lot of people are still spending anyway, which is really interesting. Sometimes they're doing it because maybe things are better than they realize. But other times it is sort of out of this pessimism that, you know, I'm worried about my student loans, I'm worried about high housing costs and childcare, and you know, there's a lot of expensive household formation costs that have only gotten higher. And a lot of young people are pessimistic about these traditional milestones. They're delaying getting married or having kids, but you know, at least they can go on the trip. At least they can go to the music festival or the hot new restaurant. This is a trend that we're seeing. And sometimes people are even taking on debt to do so. Some of it is connected to the pandemic, you only live once kind of sentiment. There's a lot of uncertainty out there, and a lot of people are living for today, and they're going to figure out how to pay for it later.
You know, one thing I wish, and I guess it's human nature, if I was as cheap when I was 20 as I am now, I'd be in pretty good shape. But I guess none of us are, right, Ted?
Well, yeah, I mean, we do need to find that balance. One thing that young people have on their side is time. And every dollar you invest in the markets when you're in your 20s could be $30 or $40 or $50 by the time you retire. So that's one thing I would underscore, is that you don't even necessarily need to put in a ton of money when you're young, because you probably don't have a ton of money. But compounding really works for you. If you get a 10% return, which the markets have historically delivered, well, your money's doubling every 7 years. And the more of those doubling periods you have, the better. So even someone who saves a modest amount in their early years can end up with more than somebody that actually saves more later on. It's that power of compounding. So you want to get in that workplace 401k if you have access, and steadily contribute to it. These things can add up over time more than you realize.
I wish they had a parallel window I could go to and click open to see where I would be right now if I hadn't had the experiences I had and saved money, and see if I'd be happy or not. Thank you, Ted Rossman. A pleasure as always. Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. 6:31, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.